This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Tuesday at this time, as of last week, the following is brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care here, and we will feature a medical professional each and every week. And today, Dr. Sharon Goldstein joins us via our video mix. You can see Good Doctor at KDKRadio.com while hearing her on the radio. Doctor, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Larry.
And Dr. Goldstein is the medical director of the Breast Health Center in the Westmoreland area. And October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as many people are aware, what a lot of people might not be aware of, that breast cancer is the second most common cancer in women, exceeded only by skin cancer. I'm actually surprised skin cancer is that prominent, Doctor.
Yeah. Probably a mixture of genetics and our exposure to UV light.
And by the numbers, the second leading cause of cancer death in women is breast cancer, exceeded only by lung cancer. So I think a lot of women, obviously, this is top of mind, especially this month. So let's start with a baseline. And fortunately, death rates are declining because of advanced screening. So when should a woman begin the screening process for breast cancer?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because that is something of a moving target. So the United States Protective Services Task Force, the USPSTF, recently did change their recommendations, but most of us in the breast cancer world prefer that women start their screening. Average risk women start their screening at the age of 40 and then get yearly mammograms thereafter. Different groups, the American College of Radiology, the American College of Surgeons, the American Society of Breast Surgeons, we are interested in screening women throughout their lifetime after the age of 40, and that's even in older women. But there are screening guidelines from other organizations that ask for people to stop screening at the age of 74, but that is not my thinking.
And what do you think, Doc?
I think that all women need to be getting a mammogram after the age of 40. And the exception to that would be younger women with a strong family history. So at Independence Health, we have a very robust high-risk clinic. And women at the age of 25 should be getting assessed for their risk of their lifetime risk of developing breast cancer. And if a woman has over a 20% lifetime risk of developing breast cancer, we see them in the clinic and we talk about preventative measures, and those are lifestyle things. Also, certain medications can decrease the risk of developing breast cancer by 50% or more. And we talk about the screening recommendations for early diagnosis. And like you said, women who get screened do much better overall. There's at least a 25% decrease in the death rate from breast cancer in women who get regular screening. So they're seen in the clinic, we do genetic testing, and we will tailor what they need to their own specific situation.
We're with Dr. Sharon Goldstein, Medical Director of Breast Health Center, Westmoreland Area, Independence Health System. So, Doctor, technology obviously constantly changing screening-wise in terms of, I know so many people have dealt with this. When they get a diagnosis of breast cancer, it means a lot, but it's such devastating news up front, right? And then what have we done in terms of being able to treat women who are dealing with breast cancer?
So the survival rate for breast cancer has really gone way up. And in fact, for stage one breast cancer, which is an early stage breast cancer, the 10-year survival exceeds 95%. So getting screened early and finding these cancers early really is advantageous. In our centers, we have a lot of technology to assist in early diagnosis. So we do 3D mammography on every patient. We have, of course, mammograms, but also automated breast ultrasound. And that's really for women as a screening tool who have very dense breasts. We also have regular handheld diagnostic ultrasound. We do a breast MRI on women who are high risk, women who have very dense breasts, who have lesions that are harder to qualify. We can do breast MRI biopsies, stereotactic biopsies, which is a mammogram guided biopsy. Like I mentioned, we do a lot of genetic testing. And of course, people come in to see the physician and the PAs for exams.
Yeah, and it's as a doctor, obviously, it's a process of treating just the patient and family too, physically and emotionally, to support this journey.
Yeah, exactly. I always think of breast cancer as a family disease. People come into our office, they'll have their partner with them, their children, their sister, brother, and it really affects everybody. And we actually pay a lot of attention. So most of our patients are women, but about 1% of the breast cancer patients are men. But we always really look at the patient's partner, husband, whoever's with them. And we really try to address their emotional health as well, because it can be a devastating diagnosis. And people come in. A lot of our job is really reassuring people, talking them in off the ledge, letting them know what their options are and how good their prognosis is likely to be.
We appreciate the work you and your staff do each and every day. Dr. Sharon Goldstein, Medical Director of the Breast Health Center, Westmoreland Area Independence Health System, expert care here. Doc, thank you. Great information.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Keep up the great work. Yeah, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and over the years, I think it's been very powerful in the way we can get information to women in particular, obviously, but as Dr. Goldstein indicated, families too. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Let's get the latest. Ellen Gamble, what's going on?
All right, what's going on, Larry, is it looks like the crews have made a relatively quick work of clearing an accident. This was in Shaler Township on Route 8 William Flynn Highway at the intersection with Elf and Wild Road. You're still seeing an awful lot of heavy traffic there. As you come down Route 8 and access Route 28, you're also in some very sluggish traffic. Backs up at that Route 8 exit all the way down to and through the intersection, the interchange with the 31st Street Bridge. Parkway North, I-279 is now getting some slowdown solidly around Bellevue Westview, but you have delays and taps on the brakes as far back as the Camp Horn Road interchange as you make your way down to the East Street Valley. This morning, Parkway West inbound stacks between Carnegie and the top of Green Tree Hill. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. And 67 will be our high today. Cold night, 37 in Somerset. Yeah, it could over it dropped. I mean, how about Sunday? We were like 80 degrees, sunny, and then boom, that storm hit right as the Steelers game was about to start Sunday night, and then delayed that for about an hour and a half. And then you had that cooler air rush in. You certainly felt that yesterday, and we're gradually going to get back to around 70 degrees on Saturday, but it doesn't look like much of a chance of rain anytime between here and into and through the weekend.